This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. There are fewer than 50 communities in the United States that have been certified as a National Wildlife Federation community habitat. There is a movement to make Fayetteville awarded such a designation before the end of this year. Terry Lane, a member of the City of Fayetteville Environmental Action Committee, says the project is designed to preserve the city's natural habitat 1 yard at a time.
Acknowledging that there really kind of needs to be a paradigm shift in the way that we view and manage our suburban properties. So much habitat has been lost to urbanization or agriculture conversion that there's really not a whole lot left. And what is left of habitat is fragmented. So we're talking about providing some continuity for wildlife in their habitat yard by yard, and that we can shift the way we view our backyards and the properties around our schools and our churches and our businesses, and start to look at those landscapes and ask ourselves, you know, what things can we put into place to better provide for wildlife?
Don't let me put words in your mouth here, yeah. But one of the idea perhaps behind the paradigm shift is not everything has to be a manicured.
Absolutely. Yes. So that we've grown accustomed, I think, with our suburban properties to our yard being a square patch of grass, which is often sterile for wildlife. A lot of times it's not even a native, there aren't native grasses. So that's what we're kind of accustomed to seeing. It's a patch of grass that we walk past on our way in and out of the house.
And we mow on Saturday afternoon.
And we mow, and often lawns are sprayed with chemicals and things to keep them green. And I think it's important to note that we're not asking people to rip out their lawns and have a wild-looking, unkept space around their homes. Quite the opposite. This can actually enhance the landscape, reducing some of that lawn space, for example, and adding native plant beds that provide for pollinators and birds, and adding trees. These are the things we're talking about.
Wildlife, again, I think some people think, oh, that's elk or that's bear. Wildlife is bees.
Absolutely.
Butterflies.
Yes. Very important part of it is, the base of the food chain are the insects. And when we start to, for example, butterflies, I was just at my daughter's school this morning with a member of our habitat team, Cindy Cope, who's a butterfly expert and native plant expert. And she had brought some monarch caterpillars in for my daughter's classroom to watch them go through metamorphosis. And, as she describes in her programs, people don't really understand that our native insects, bees and butterflies and things, have co-evolved with our native plants. And if they don't have, like the monarch, for example, milkweed, then there's nowhere for their for the larva to find a food safe source. There's nowhere for them to lay eggs. So, we're absolutely talking about the insect world, which is the basis of a balanced ecosystem.
The goal here is to make Fayetteville the first community habitat in Arkansas, going through the National Wildlife Federation.
Right.
What has to happen?
The first step was we had to go through a process with National Wildlife Federation to become a registered community habitat, and we achieved that last year. To do that, we had to prove to the National Wildlife Federation that our community was serious about attaining this. So one of the first steps was that we went to the mayor, who was immediately on board and actually has been one of the first homeowners to get property certified. And we also had a resolution passed through our city council stating their support and that they recognized that this would be an important thing for the city to do. And so we laid that groundwork, and now we are working to satisfy a points matrix for the National Wildlife Federation. And that includes, based on the population of our city, we have to have certified a minimum of 200 properties, and that can be homes, schools, churches, businesses, parks, a minimum of 200. And then we also have to satisfy some community outreach goals, volunteer stream cleanups, invasive plant removals, workshops. And once we have satisfied all of those goals, then we will be recognized as a community-wide habitat, which we're hoping to do by the end of the summer.
Oh, that's not that far away.
That's right. That's right.
Speaking of summer, there is the speaker series as well.
Yes.
And does that go through the summer?
It does go through the summer. There will be 6 presentations throughout the summer. All of them will happen at the Fayetteville Public Library. And we're going to focus on a different topic related to enhancing habitat on our suburban properties. So, yes, that starts Monday, May 23rd. And that speaker series will help satisfy a lot of our education community outreach goals.
Well, if people are very interested in this and want to know more about the speaker series, can they go to someplace on the web?
Yes. Yeah, we have a link actually off of the city's website, and that's habitat.accessfayetteville.org. What we really want folks to do is to look it up, learn about it, and get their yard or their property certified.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Terry Lane is a member of the City of Fayetteville Environmental Action Committee and is an organizer of the effort to have Fayetteville earn status as a National Wildlife Federation community habitat. Further information and online application forms can also be found at the National Wildlife Federation website. That's nwf.org. The first lecture in a summer lecture series in conjunction with the program will take place at the Fayetteville Public Library on May 23rd. And that lecture will provide an overview of the Community Habitat Program. This is Ozarks at Large.